Welcome to this podcast from the Medical Journal of Australia. My name is Sam Hunt, the MJA's news and online editor. Today we are discussing the issues doctors face when running their own practice. We'll also look at what doctors can do to save time and money in their own practice, whether they're just starting out or running a large practice. My special guest is Associate Professor David Williams, a neurologist and the General Manager of Avant Practice Solutions, which sponsored this podcast. Associate Professor Williams, David, thank you so much for joining me.
That's great to be here, Sam. Thanks for having me.
David, let me begin by taking you back several years. You'd spent many years becoming a specialist, you were finally a neurologist, and you were wanting to start your own practice, but you noticed there were so many challenges in starting a practice from scratch.
Like a lot of my colleagues, I guess I was never really taught how to run a business. I recognised that deficit, and actually during my training years, I asked a lot of my senior colleagues how they went about setting up their private practices, how they made choices about software, how they employed a secretary. And when it came down time for me to do it after my PhD and coming back to Melbourne, I was really disorientated. I wasn't really clear where to start. And in the end, I took the line of least resistance and just got some cheap secretarial support from one of my senior colleagues, used their office, and in the unfavorable Friday afternoon session would see my patients. It was not really clear to me how I had governance or oversight or any ability to grow the practice because I was sort of stuck into that four-hour session on Friday afternoon with literally no secretarial support. I think that was a typical experience for a lot of colleagues, and I expected that, you know, over time my practice would grow and somehow I'd sort of drive a pathway forward, but it certainly wasn't clear when I started out.
And David, what about your peers? Were they also finding the same issues and the same difficulties of trying to get that administrative mix right?
Well, frankly, finishing specialist training, you sort of just fall over the line and say, okay, where am I? I've got to start somewhere. I've got some sessions at the private hospital or the public hospital, and I need to set up a business somewhere. My colleagues like myself, we'd speak to an accountant, speak to a lawyer, and set up a small business, but not really have any administration infrastructure to speak of. And that problem for me was solved by going to Seek. So go to seek.com, hire a part-time secretary, and put all the trust and faith at the business that, you know, I've spent 15 or 16 years sort of learning how to do my skill. I'm going to then exist inside a business that's run by a secretary that I've found on seek.com who might have done some work for another medical practitioner. It didn't make a lot of sense to me that I was definitely getting quality and that I was actually running the business the right way. I was quite uncertain and nervous at that time, as I remember it.
So, David, it sounds like the crunch point for you came quite quickly when you realized things and processes had to change.
Sam, I think the penny dropped for me when I realised that I wasn't really getting any insight into how the business of my practice was running. I'd been growing my practice. I was now doing 3 half-day sessions a week, but I was still driving around with MRI scans in the boot of my car. My secretary had nowhere to sit, and it just seemed a little bit haphazard, certainly not the quality of practice that I envisaged that I'd be, you know, I had been working towards during my training. I guess I saw an empty space for rent near the public hospital, and I thought, actually, what I can do is start a practice there, but build it so that anyone who can come to the practice is going to get the top level of treatment. I'll make sure that I'm going to employ people that know what they're doing. We'll use proper accounting systems, efficient software systems, and set up processes so that if someone comes in, they're going to be fully supported and be able to grow their business and provide their healthcare services at the level that they've been trained towards, rather than just sort of borrowing secretaries or using the back end of rooms that have been left over by a senior manager. And that's how I started my private practice. That went really well for a couple of years. And my colleagues were asking, well, you've done a great job. You've got 15 or 20 doctors working with you. They're all happy. Can you tell me how to run my practice? And it was from that I started up Hoxton Medical Practice Management, which is now turning into Avant Practice Solutions to provide a whole lot of services to medical doctors as they're progressing through from fellows to specialists and larger practices as well.
And for doctors who are listening to this, who are just starting up their own practice, what do you think the threshold is for being able to afford a receptionist or an administrative person?
Well, when I was training, I spoke to a senior colleague and he said that you really need to be seeing private patients 4 half-day sessions a week before you can afford a secretary of your own. And that's a big jump from 0 sessions to 4 sessions. Where do you get all that work and who's going to look after you as you grow? And I thought, well, it makes sense to actually help people scale up by providing a group of secretaries to help doctors build their practices by supporting that, knowing that they're going to build over time, charging a fair price for it, but actually giving the support with the knowledge that their business is going to grow. So I started with the idea of providing secretaries at scale, administration support that can do more than just look after one doctor. And what I found actually was that secretaries that are looking after a number of practitioners, specialists in this case, are much more engaged with their work. They don't get lazy. They don't get bored with what they're doing. They're actually looking after a number of different doctors, a number of different specializations, and a number of different activities. So, in fact, what I stumbled on was a model for scaling up high-quality secretarial support so that doctors can really hit the ground running when they're running their practice or starting their practice.
David, let's focus in on scalability for a moment. I understand you can provide services for doctors who are just starting out, who need a little bit of secretariat support, right through to those practices that need quite a lot of support.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. So over the last 9 years of running this business and now emerging as Avant Practice Solutions, we provide off-site secretarial support that helps doctors at very different stages of their career. So our administration support will provide the full admin backend for, say, a surgeon that's working through different public hospital, private hospitals and don't have their own consulting rooms or don't have their senior secretary. We can provide the full secretarial support, including phone answering, booking, financial accounting, billings, and transcription. But also we provide administration support for larger practices where they simply don't have enough people on site to be able to take all the telephone calls or do all the bookkeeping or payroll. So in this way, we create the ability to fill capacity gaps or capability gaps for small practices or very large practices. And the great thing is that because we do it at scale, we know how to solve problems that maybe one single practice doesn't have the experience to solve. We've got the perspective of doing it for lots of different types of medical businesses.
My special guest today is Associate Professor David Williams, a neurologist and the General Manager of Avant Practice Solutions. We are discussing the issues doctors face when they run their own practice and some of the solutions doctors can find when they want to save time and money in their own practice, whether it's a smaller one or a larger practice. And David, I'd like to take you to those larger practices now. They may be getting hundreds of phone calls a day. What kind of administrative solutions do the larger practices need?
Yeah, well, I can talk from firsthand experience. So my practice now has 37 specialist neurologists working in the practice. And we actually use one of the Avant Practice Solutions services, the Call Overflow Virtual Reception Service, simply because with 37 doctors and 50,000 patients per year, that equates to literally hundreds of thousands of telephone calls per year. The ability to employ enough people to answer that phone is limited and certainly has been over the last few years. But also, every time I need to employ a new secretary for my neurology practice, it's going to cost me $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for a year. Whereas if I only have another 15, 20, or 30 phone calls to pick up in an afternoon, I can scale that up by using the Avant Practice Solutions Call Overflow service and simply ask them to take an extra 10 or 15 calls in the afternoon. What we're talking about is a way to scale up the ability to take on work and take on phone calls. And the secretaries at Avant Practice Solutions work in small teams, so they know the practice really well. They can talk about the specialization. They can work within the practice software. And when they take a call, they complete the administration task. So they work inside the practice software. So they're just truly like an extension of the team. And it's a really cost-effective way to build up the resilience and the resources inside a practice. It actually improves quality of care for patients because they're not on hold for so long. They're not leaving messages. And calculating the sort of dollar cost of that, it costs about $3.40 or $3.50 for a specialist practice to pick up a telephone call. For someone like the Call Overflow virtual reception from Avant Practice Solutions, it costs about $3.10. So it's about 10% cheaper to use an outsourced model to look after telephone calls.
And David, the medical secretaries are all here in Australia?
That's right. We only use Australian-based medical secretaries. This is not a service to push administration tasks somewhere else. Absolutely not. This is a service to actually provide increased capacity and capability for a medical practice. So it's going to be Australian-based people that work within our offices. They're managed by virtual administration managers, and that they work within the practice guidelines and workflows. To that extent are even part of the accreditation of a general practice because they're part of the practice process here.
And David, I imagine that call overflow function would be a lifesaver for general practices.
This model particularly works well in general practice, and we provide support of call overflow virtual reception to general practices throughout Australia. As part of the onboarding of this service, we get to know the practice really well. So we'll work within the practice policies and processes to make sure that the workflows that are provided and followed by the Avant Practice Solution teams is the same workflows that happens on site within the practice itself. And in that sense, it's the telephone systems are set up in a way that a warm call transfer can be put through to the nurse's room, or that a doctor can be contacted through the telephone system as well. All we can't do is write a note on a sticky note and stick it on someone's computer screen, but there's plenty of software solutions to enable tasks to be managed in a transparent way from an offsite secretary.
And David, let's talk about software. I understand that your team is able to use a variety of different types of software so they can start helping a practice straight away.
I'm really proud to say is that our team works with 15 different medical practice softwares every day. The reason is because we know doctors and practices have their own preferences, and our administration staff take a lot of pride out of learning different softwares and increasing their skill sets.
And I understand administrative support is just one string in your bow. What are the other services that Avant Practice Solutions can provide?
We have a number of other business lines, and they were all developed out of personal experience. One of the other business lines is our billings platform. So when I was working in private hospitals on the wards, I'd routinely walk around with all of my patient billing in the top pocket of my jacket. It was one day that I took my jacket to the dry cleaning and nearly forgot that list of paper that was in the top pocket. And I reckon there would have been about $12,000 worth of inpatient billing there that was about to go to the dry cleaners. From that experience, I thought, well, let's use this business to build a billings platform. So we've got a software app that's on mobile phones that allows doctors to submit their billings on the run and submit them securely to our billings experts who then follow them up with the insurers and make sure the payments are reconciled. So our Billings Plus app does that for Avant Practice Solutions clients. We have a transcription platform as well, again, born out of my frustrations of spending hours trying to teach dragon dictation to understand my voice. I remember 3 or 4 hour sessions on Friday afternoons after finishing consulting, convincing myself I was doing the right thing, but in the end, it was just a waste of time and I missed out on dinner time with my kids usually. So our VoiceBox intelligent transcription platform is a curated Australian-based proofreading service that actually formats letters and sends them securely to a list of over 85,000 electronic addresses with inside the platform. So it integrates beautifully and it takes out all of the administration work. We have a bookkeeping and payroll service. I think it's really important to make sure employees are getting paid right, and a payroll service does that. So that's why we started up that business line. And finally, we have a practice management consulting team that provides high-level practice management input to support practice managers. So it's one of the toughest jobs around being a practice manager, and we recognize there's no formal training, but our practice management consultants work with on-site practice managers to, again, fill capacity or capability gaps. We've got experience in designing business workflows. We've got experience in HR, financial reporting, process efficiencies, and also accreditation for GP practices. So when a practice manager is too busy or feels like they're not up to it, then our practice management consulting team can come in and support that practice to make the improvements. And that's it's a very busy service. We work with general practices and specialist practices throughout Australia.
You're quite the entrepreneur, which prompts me to ask, David, are you a doctor first or an entrepreneur first?
That's a good question, and actually something that I've been asked a bit. I think I naturally identify with being a doctor. I have a deep care and respect for providing healthcare services. I really like working with patients. And I really like, I really get a lot of value out of good patient outcomes. I say that my work as a Parkinson's disease neurologist has helped lots of people, but never cured anyone. When it comes to working with medical practices, I can really get cures and set things in space. So it's a different experience, and it does balance out some of the more grinding work that happens facing long-term degenerative conditions in my role as a doctor. But I'd say doctor first, really there looking for solutions for colleagues, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that as well.
Well said. Associate Professor David Williams, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Sam. Great conversation.
Associate Professor David Williams is a neurologist and the general manager of Avant Practice Solutions, which sponsored this podcast. Disclaimer: persons implementing any recommendations contained in this publication must exercise their own independent skill or judgment or seek appropriate professional advice relevant to their own particular practice. Compliance with any recommendations will not in any way guarantee discharge of the duty of care owed to patients and others coming into contact with the health professional or practice. Avant and Practice Hub are not responsible to you or anyone else for any loss suffered in connection with the use of this information. Information is only current at the date initially published. You can find more podcasts from the Medical Journal of Australia on our website at mja.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.